On Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel proposed a plan to significantly cut Army funding for the 2015 national budget. The plan directs where the cuts should take place, which includes shrinking the active duty Army from 522,000 soldiers to between 440,000 and 450,000 soldiers. Lieutenant Colonel Hank McIntyre with the Utah National Guard says some of the cuts, such as the moving of all AH-64 Apache helicopters from National Guard use to entirely active duty Army control, would be a mistake.
We are concerned that it's a short-term type of a response to a larger issue, and so we feel like we need to stop and really examine this and make sure that there's input from all the players in order that we make the appropriate cuts. We are not opposed to cuts at all. We understand how things are going and what the realities are. We're not opposed to that. It's just the way that the cuts are being made across the board. We think that that's going to be a bad move in the long run.
McIntyre says that though the international conflicts in which the U.S. are involved are quieter than previous years, the need for military preparation remains, and cautions that cutbacks warrant a careful study of their effect before acceptance.
Those cuts would, if they went into effect, would affect not only Utah citizens, but citizens nationwide, because citizens have come to rely on the National Guard for a local response. And so if you cut the force nationwide in every state, that means fewer soldiers, airmen, and others to respond to local needs.
McIntyre says it costs much less for the National Guard to respond to local needs than active duty units, and that the cuts would cost money over time. The proposed cuts, if approved by Congress, would result in the smallest size U.S. Army since before World War II. President Barack Obama will submit his 2015 budget plan to Congress next week. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.